This is Akashvani, the news read by Harpreet Kaur. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will leave for Kuala Lumpur today morning on a two-day visit to Malaysia. The two sides will review the entire gamut of ties, including deepening their comprehensive strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi's visit will also feature a major outreach to the Indian diaspora. A large community event titled Selamat Datang Modi Ji will be held in Kuala Lumpur, reflecting the strong people-to-people ties between the two countries. The community event will be jointly addressed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Malaysian Prime Minister Anwar Ibrahim, highlighting the growing closeness in India-Malaysia relations. More from our correspondent.
The key highlight of tomorrow's engagements will be the Prime Minister's interaction with the Indian diaspora. Selamat Datang Modi Ji, an event expected to draw around 15,000 people, is all set to welcome Prime Minister Narendra Modi with great pomp and show. From fusion and LED dance performances to singing programs, the event will be a major cultural showcase at the Mines International Exhibition and Convention Center organized by the Indian diaspora, the third largest in the world and home to the second largest PIO community globally. Delegation-level talks and the exchange of memoranda of understanding are scheduled to follow on Sunday. Durgesh Bhadauria, Akashvani News, Kuala Lumpur.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon students to dream big, fear less, and draw inspiration from biographies. Interacting with students during the 9th edition of popular interactive program Pariksha Pe Charcha, Mr. Modi called the absence of dream a serious mistake. In a video released yesterday, the Prime Minister was seen addressing students on how to overcome stress and anxiety during exams. Lok Sabha has been adjourned for the day yesterday following opposition protest on various issues. When the House met after the first adjournment at 12 noon, the opposition members, including from Congress, TMC and DMK, again trooped into the well-shouting slogans against the government. While Rajya Sabha transacted normal business before being finally adjourned for the day, both the houses will meet again on Monday at 11 a.m. India have clinched the Under-19 Cricket World Cup title for a record sixth time, beating England by historic 100 runs in the final in Harare, Zimbabwe. The 14-year-old sensation Vaibhav Suryavanshi laid the foundation for India's victory, smashing a breathtaking 175 runs off 80 balls. While skipper Ayush Mhatre contributed 53 off 51 balls, India's bowlers then sealed the victory with RS Ambrish claiming 3 wickets, while Dipesh Devendran and Kanik Chauhan picked up 2 wickets each. It is a historic win for Ayush Mhatre-led India as it's the largest margin of victory in terms of runs in an Under-19 World Cup final. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his best wishes to the Under-19 Indian cricket team on winning the ICC Under-19 World Cup. In a social media post, Mr. Modi commended players for showcasing their exceptional skills throughout the tournament. The Prime Minister wished the players for their upcoming endeavours and said that this win will inspire several young sportspersons. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan has congratulated India's Under-19 team on winning the ICC Under-19 World Cup trophy in Harare, Zimbabwe. In a social media post, Mr. Radhakrishnan said that it is a historic achievement as India clinches the title for the sixth time. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia has congratulated Indian cricket team for winning the Under-19 ICC Men's World Cup 2026. In a social media post, Dr. Mandavia lauded the power-packed performance of the team and becoming the world champions. The minister calls Vaibhav Suryavanshi golden boy and mentioned his incredible knock in the finals. The ICC Men's T20 World Cup of 2026, co-hosted by India and Sri Lanka, will start from today. The month-long tournament will run until March 8. The opening match will be played at the Sinhali Sports Club in Colombo, where Pakistan will take on the Netherlands. Akashwani will broadcast running commentary in Hindi and English for the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup 2026 beginning today. And India successfully test-fired the Agni 3 intermediate-range ballistic missile from the integrated test range at Chandipur in Odisha. And that is the end of this news bulletin.